Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news.
Hi, welcome to today's Tech News Podcast. In the podcast, we have got Rory O'Connor, CEO and founder of Scurry. Now, Rory was last on the podcast many moons ago. So, Rory, just a bit of a background so you remember who you are, and just that will start us off.
Yes. So, thanks, Ron, for having me again. Yeah, it's a while. So, as you know, Scurry is a delivery management platform for e-commerce merchants. So, basically, what we do is we help e-commerce merchants provide the very best delivery service to their customers. And of course, in the modern day of retail, where the internet is so important, that's a really essential element, almost as important as payment, if not as important as payment these days.
Yeah, and when we last had you on, COVID hadn't really come about, and now it's controlling all we did. How did it impact Scurry and your clients?
Yeah, well, of course, COVID was, a fantastic time for Scurry, being honest with you. Everybody went home, everybody started to shop online, and every merchant tried to get online. So, for us who organize deliveries for online merchants and for those going online, it was a fantastic time. So the company grew, phenomenally. Year on year, we were growing at above 130%. So, yeah, it was a great time.
I guess as well, basically, some of your new clients would have learned the words drop shipping and online shop and Zoom, because those things wouldn't have been in their realm before.
Yeah, a lot of them, in fairness to the type of clients that we have, a lot of them are very kind of forward thinking. So we had already been, making the drop shipping, etc., available to merchants. But we had a lot of new people coming on who never had it before. And of course, that was great to be able to enable people to provide facilities like drop shipping. So our system allows you to create the labels in multiple locations, not just your own location. So you can do things like drop shipping.
Yeah, and I guess also you also probably got a lot of new clients as well through this as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so new clients was very easy in comparison to maybe in the past to get new clients, because everybody suddenly, anybody who hadn't been online just had to get online. And so, yeah, it was a great time for us.
Yeah, and we spoke earlier off air about the fact that 20 years ago, you couldn't have done what you've done now, because technology wasn't what it is. So online shopping was basically, if you're lucky, with something like maybe Amazon, and then, or maybe eBay, and then mainly PayPal was in a way we pay. Now you've got more choices.
Oh, absolutely. So for the retail merchant now, there are so many choices in each different area. And, whilst we provide a solution in delivery, there's solutions for everything. There's solutions for our payments, multiple solutions for payments. There's solutions for acquisition. There's solutions for data management, for traffic, everything. Yeah. There's multiple solutions. It's actually deciding which one to pick now is actually the challenge, not if there's something there.
Like, for example, I saw the other day in one of the papers they were saying it's Stripe, but now we're $64 billion. And you're sitting there going, wow. And I think a lot of that would have been because during the COVID years, they would have got a lot more processing through their platform.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. I think, what those guys are doing is fantastic, but they're really enabling commerce. And again, that's what we think about in Scurry. We talk about connecting commerce, because we believe the shipping part is the connection part. Yeah. Where it brings the bits and bytes to the physical world. It's a connection. So yeah, we have a similar kind of view in that we help connect commerce, and I think the guys enable commerce through payments.
Well, I think basically you guys are both like building bricks. One brick is Stripe, or otherwise like that new payment platform, and you're the guys who do the enable the shipping.
Yeah, and once you bring in something like Shopify or Magento or a platform, then you kind of have the whole, the major troika, as I call it. So you've got, somebody to take your payments, you've got something to actually manage your orders, and you've got something to manage your deliveries. It's the three key components to being online.
And you've got the whole shebang. And the best thing is that if you're a small business, you even get to hire all these guys to do it for you. You let someone else take care of it for you.
Exactly. So why would you build, you know, why would you build these things? It's really, you know, there's these things on their own are very, very, very complex. In the old days, you had to.
Yeah.
So because they weren't there. And yeah, you actually had to do it. But now, you know, let somebody specialize in the area that they're actually good at. They've become so complicated that you really need to have a third party to help you do that. You know, you'd be mad to build it yourself, to be honest.
Because now you need now is a few lines of code from Stripe or Shopify or whatever it is you're using. Or maybe even if you want basically a chatbot from other guys, all you got to do is a few lines of code and you can put it into your website and there you go.
Yeah, and that's that. You know, that's essentially it. We have an API, you know, to connect our technology, and with a good coder, you know, a couple of hours, you can get it connected in.
Yeah, and years ago, I remember years ago, and that was years ago doing web design stuff. That wouldn't be easy done. You had all these different applets that you put in JavaScript, and it was crazy. Nowadays, a couple lines of code, that's it. And the thing is, that code will always be updated. Whenever there's a change, to the plugin from the code, it's always on their end, not your end. You have to go and do update yourself, which is handy.
And that's the benefit that we bring, of course. So, you know, we have, you know, over, you know, nearly 80 different carriers connected into our platform. That's thousands of products that those carriers have. And each carrier makes changes, you know, on an ongoing basis, but we keep on top of that because that's what we've got to do.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're probably aggregating that from, you know, our hundreds of customers, and we do that rather than having to keep that, up with that yourself as a single merchant.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about carriers, you could have a scenario where they might have different flight times during the summer and winter months. And because of that, you got to make sure, like sometimes you have a scenario where when you're flying cargo, you might be flying on a passenger flight. And during the summer months, those flight times would be increasing more so than the winter months.
Yeah, so I mean, all the different carriers have different types of services. They change constantly depending on, you know, those type of variables. You might know that as a merchant boy, and you don't need to know it, but we keep you up to date with that and tell you, you know, this service is available, this is the delivery time for it, this is the... your pickup times, this is the time that it'll be delivered, this is the SLAs, etc.
But in my view, the customers just need to know, as long as they're paying for a service and it gets done, they don't care how it's done, as long as it's done.
Absolutely. Most of them don't care. But what we're finding is some customers now like to have the choice of the type of service, particularly around sustainability.
Yeah.
So we would have a lot of green you know, carrier service, companies that are using a lot of electric delivery methods or whatever. So the customers can have choice, and retailers are increasingly giving that choice at the checkout to the consumer, allowing the consumer to pick what type of delivery they want. Maybe a fast one, maybe a slow one, maybe a green, more green service.
Because years ago, the charge wasn't there. You were told, it's going to be shipped to you, and this is how we get there. And then you might get a tracking number to go and track it out. And you'll see, oh, it's in London, then Birmingham. It's going all over the place when it shouldn't have to.
Yeah, well, you see that now. Tracking has become more and more important. Like you said, a few years ago, occasionally somebody might send some sporadic tracking information. Now that's de rigueur. You need to have tracking for consumers. And you know yourself, things change all the time. Appetites for information has increased dramatically. I mean, we just expect it now to be able to see the tracking information on all their shipments all of the time, to be able to just pick up your phone, have a quick look, see where it's at, and be able to adjust your life, because you want to be at home when something comes. And if you know where it's coming and where it's coming from and when it's coming, you can kind of move your life around, you know, being at home for that parcel, if it's important.
And also to make sure you're not going to get one of those scam texts saying you've got a product arriving. I've seen that a lot. And it would say, and when it says it's $1.99, people are think, well, that's €2. That's less than the coffee. What am I going to be getting that I either shouldn't be getting, shouldn't be getting? So they're going to go fill in this form, whatever it is online. And then next thing you know, you're giving them your payment details.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we do, you know. So, and you know, we talk about a lot of, with our merchants, is that, you know, if you have a relationship with a merchant and you get an update from a merchant with your tracking, you know that that's safe. If you get the, you know, kind of text message in that purports it's from, you know, kind of on Post or Royal Mail or whoever it is, you know, you should be suspicious and definitely check it out. But if you know that you've bought a product, you're kind of going, did I get something from Ompus? I'm not really sure. Is there something on the way? But if you bought something from, you know, acme.com and they give you an update, you know that it's probably coming after coming from them, because the chances of somebody knowing that you've got that product coming from acme.com is low.
Yeah, biggest giveaway is when you get a text from a mobile phone number and it's like 085-452-617. And you get that, and then it's embedded in the text is a link to a website like onpost.com/delivery/help, something like that. You should know right away, hold on a second, it's not real. And then the worst thing is when you click on that and the link they give you, and they give you a lovely Photoshop photograph, and and it has all these different links around it, but none of them work, except the one we have to go into your payments.
Yeah, because people get so concerned, and once you get drawn into that, and that's the thing, when people have clicked on it, they're probably gone past the suspicion,
yeah,
and they're thinking, oh, I've got to get this, I need this product, I'm waiting for it, and that's where you fall into the trap. So yeah, we'd urge caution on that to anybody out there. Anytime you get those links, check, obviously, the validity. Have you a parcel coming? Are you aware there's a parcel coming? Is it a real on-post notification? And then, of course, check the link, and if there's anything dodgy in terms of the way that the link is set up, just don't click on it.
Yeah, because I get them all the time, and I'm so used to them. Now, a couple of times I've actually rang the phone number that it came from to let them know, by the way, your number is been used to send people scam stuff, just to let you know that what's happening. So in other words, if anything happens, it's not your fault. Just to let you know your number's been compromised.
Yeah. Good practice.
Yeah, and also tell me a bit more about your new offices, because I know you moved you've moved into a bright, shiny new place in Wexford.
Yeah, so we're based down in Wexford. So our HQ is in Wexford. We've been here since we started. A lot of our business is in the UK, Europe, and Ireland. You know, this is the great thing about modern business. You can run it from anywhere. I'm very proud to be, you know, here in Wexford. We also, whilst you can, you know, kind of work remotely, and you can actually work with companies in different territories from here, we do believe in getting together is good. So, you know, we've invested in an office. You know, we come in and, you know, kind of work here a couple of days a week. And that helps in terms of, you know, getting people together. So we really believe in the hybrid way of working rather than remote. We think it's better, it's the best of both worlds.
And also, I guess, because you're hybrid, it means you don't have to have the same desk, you the same person. You can share that desk around, because everyone now is basically on a laptop, more or less.
Yeah, so I mean, that was a great thing with COVID. You know, we were able to, you know, walk out of the building, you know, when we had that famous notification from the government. So we were able to walk out, business was able to work, you know, immediately, because we were prepared for that. But we're also able to come back now and, you know, kind of work together. And we like that. So that's why we invested in the new office here in Wexford. We just opened it up there a month ago.
And also, I'm thinking right now about you guys. Your success has helped Wexford grow into an Irish tech hub. How big can it become as a tech hub?
Well, you know, I don't know if our success has done that, but I think, you know, definitely the guys in Dundee were the first. They led the charge there, but I suppose we've helped in it. So Dundee, Sonru, ourselves, Tell Glass, or, you know, a couple of companies that are, you know, done very well in the southeast. I think what's after happening from that is that, you know, it's brought developers. Each of these companies have brought developers. Some of them are doing their own things now. Some of them are working remotely for other companies. So there's actually quite vibrant tech scene. We had a meeting just this Monday, and we would have had 50 or 60 people sharing how they, you know, do various tech things. And it happens once a month, and it's a great it's great to see that happening. And I think the more people that meet together and talk, the more new companies they're going to be. And it's, you know, that kind of self-fulfilling, you know, kind of prophecy or circle that it's great to see.
And I guess lastly, you can also share the pain you've been through on this journey, because when COVID hit, you had to deal with a new pain. You're a Chinese guy. This is what we hit before pain. And one day you might hit it, but this is how we solved it.
Exactly. And that's, you know, I found that with the tech community in general, it's not just Wexford, very good at sharing, very good at, I worked in other industries where, you know, industries quite closed in the past in terms of information sharing, but tech is generally very positive about sharing experience and helping everybody to raise their game. I think that's very important. So when I was starting, I got lots of advice from people. And you have to give it back. So, yeah, I frequently attend these meetups, talks, and try and give back as much as I got. And I'm still learning as well. So I learn from those sessions myself. The last one we had on Monday, one of the guys were doing some work on AI. And, yeah, it was some really interesting stuff.
Yeah, I guess basically, like you go to a coffee shop and you have to pass it on. That's what you do when you're passing on and you're thinking, somebody gave me advice one day. I'm going to return the favor and give the person behind me in the queue advice.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's really key. And I think I hope and I'm sure that the tech community continues to do that because that's important because it raises all boats.
Yeah. And I guess before we go, if anything else you want to add, Puck, I know you've got to go to another meeting in the next few minutes.
No, I just think that I'm really delighted that you know that we have such a vibrant tech community here in Wexford. We have a fantastic staff here, and I just say to anybody that, you know, that's out there, you know, if you look at ourselves and, you know, Teamworks in Cork, and you look in Killorglin at Pexco, and you can do it from anywhere now. Everything is available. We were talking about broadband earlier and old dial-up when, you know, in our day, but now everywhere has good broadband. You can reach anywhere in the world and you can create a Scurry or a Fexco or a Teamwork anywhere in the country.
Yeah. On that note, thanks for a great conversation, Rory. Have a great day. Enjoy the weekend. And I'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter at Irish_Tech News, on Facebook, facebook.com/Irish Tech News, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.